Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
A Garda was injured yesterday when he was struck in the face by a bottle in an incident in Ballyfermot in Dublin. A video of youths taunting two Gardaí, some on foot, some on scramblers, was widely shared on social media. Have a listen. Gives you a flavour of what was going on there yesterday. Antoinette Cunningham is with us now, General Secretary of the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors. So Antoinette, those scenes in Ballyfermot, they're not isolated, and we have witnessed several attacks on Gardaí in recent months, and we certainly don't want to focus on any particular area in the country. But how concerned are your members at what happened yesterday and this pattern that seems to be repeating itself now?
Very concerned, Claire. To see groups of youth standing around roaring, cheering, goading Gardaí, violent and thuggish behaviour, a clear intent to harm members of an Garda Síochána carrying out their duties. Two members of an Garda Síochána surrounded by a large number of youths, cheering, goading, throwing objects. It's simply totally and utterly unacceptable. It goes against the rule of law, what civilised society should look like, and certainly very, very concerning for our membership.
Can you explain to us why it was just two Gardaí who were sent into that situation?
Well, of course, look, there was the policing of an event going on, and of course you see on social media an isolated clip taken out of context. There were many more Gardaí, of course, on duty, but you can see what goes on here. The minute that a member of an Garda Síochána steps out into a street to carry out some operational check, they become surrounded by others very quickly. Of course, all of this is going on in broad daylight, and it's just unacceptable, it's wrong, and this type of behaviour just cannot be acceptable and can't go on.
So your colleagues in the Garda Representative Association, they're calling again for a special task force to tackle violence against Gardaí. What's your position on that?
Yeah, well, violence against Gardaí is certainly an issue. There's too many assaults on membership, now, Claire. Almost every day we turn on the news now, we're hearing of another member being assaulted. And, you know, it's not just the physical injuries, Claire. It's the post-traumatic stress. It's dealing with the incident. It's the policing in the dangerous and stressful circumstances that we're encountering all of the time now, far too frequently. On the establishment of a task force, I suppose we'd have to understand a little bit more what such a task force would actually achieve, what would be the purpose of it. If it's to deal with violence against Gardaí, of course it's something that we would absolutely look at. I'm just not sure what a task force would actually achieve. I think there's a lot of issues in an Garda Síochána. I think we need a greater political response to what's going on. And I think we do have continued concerns around recruitment and retention that have been flagged for some time.
Okay, tell us a little bit more about that. How many people want to serve in an Garda Síochána now?
Well, the government clearly have not achieved its targets. They didn't achieve their targets last year. They promised a recruitment of 800 Gardaí last year. They achieved just over 120. This year they have set aside...
Sorry, just repeat that again. They wanted 800 and they got 120?
Yeah, just over 120. This year they have set out a target to recruit 1,000 Gardaí. The first cohort of 200 were to start in Templemore on the 20th of February, just yesterday. And sadly, only 136 of the promised 200 actually started in the Garda College. Now, we would have to say at this stage, Claire, that recruitment and retention has the potential to become a political failure when government are setting out targets for recruitment and they are not being achieved. Mm-hmm. And governments need to take hold of that.
And do you think that a video like the one that we've just played the clip from, that impacts people's decision about whether to pursue a career now as a guard?
I absolutely do. I think people look at videos like that and they say, why would I put myself in a situation like that? I think you have large cohorts of people within the job. We had 107 resignations last year, unprecedented in the organisation. I think government are failing to address the issues with staff associations. I think they're not, we haven't even in an Garda Síochána started the process yet of conducting exit interviews with those who are leaving to find out specifically the reasons why the job is no longer attractive to them. We're only in the process of setting that up now. That is a failure by Garda management to examine as expeditiously as they can the issues why people are leaving in numbers like we've never before seen.
Mm-hmm.
We have poor retention issues. We have grave recruitment issues. We have poor pensions for people who are in the Guards now. And this myth that's out there that there are golden pensions for people in the Garda Síochána is simply wrong. Pensions changed across the public sector in 1995. They changed again in 2013. And a guard will not be able to live solely on a Garda pension when they retire now. So there's a whole myriad of issues that makes this job unattractive.
So you say that this is an issue that needs to be fixed by politicians. You said it's a political issue now. What can politicians do other than the simple thing, which, as you've outlined, is to address pay and address pensions? You're still not going to guarantee somebody, even if you say to them you're going to be on a better salary, you can't guarantee somebody that they're not going to be in a dangerous situation and be filmed by people who are carrying out violence and that video circulated on social media. That's probably always going to happen now, isn't it?
Well, I think that's why this is it's more than a singular issue now, Claire. It is more than just about pay and pensions. It is about the conditions that you work under. It is about the mandatory sentencing for people who assault Gardaí in the course of their duty. It is about a review of the Public Order Act, which was brought in 1994, to see are there new offences that now need to be introduced by way of legislation, such as the filming of Gardaí, such as the uploading of content. The Public Order Act needs to be reviewed to see is there new legislation that government can introduce to make the job of a Garda safer, so that when members of An Garda Síochána find themselves in a situation like they did yesterday, at least they feel that the judicial system and the government and legislation will uphold whatever policing activities that they have to engage in.
All right.
Because at the back of this, Claire, are individual Gardaí who receive injuries, some of them life-threatening. And we are fast building into a society where this is going to become normalised if we don't continue to condemn this type of an assault on Gardaí. And we do not want to find ourselves in a situation where we have a member who's fatally injured, carrying out their duties. And that's why what we saw yesterday needs to be addressed as a societal issue across all of the political, judicial, Garda, social partnerships. It needs a multi-agency approach, but certainly recruitment and retention issues in An Garda Síochána need to be addressed
right.
by government.
Okay, well, look, one thing is sure, it must be very difficult to start your shift knowing that that's where it could end up in scenes like we saw yesterday. Antoinette Cunningham from the Association of Garda Sergeants and Inspectors, thank you for joining us this morning. Vladimir Putin started his State of the Nation address at about 9 o'clock and he's still going an hour and 28 minutes later. We'll be finding out what he has been saying next.
Email todaycb@rte.ie.